American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. The U.S. military joined the Philippines in a joint patrol and exercise over a contested area of the South China Sea. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Two U.S. Air Force B-1 bomber aircraft and three Philippine Air Force FA-50 fighter jets joined up in a patrol over Scarborough Shoal, an area off the coast of the Philippines that China insists it controls. And since 2012, the Chinese have had a Coast Guard presence there, along with their own fishing boats. A spokeswoman with the Philippine Air Force said this patrol was to practice intercepting hostile aircraft, but the Philippine Navy also said they've been monitoring three Chinese vessels within the Philippines' maritime zones. Last August, two Chinese Air Force aircraft fired flares in the path of a Philippine Air Force plane over the Scarborough Shoal.
President Trump is preparing to speak with the Chinese president about the ongoing tariff dispute. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president will be standing up for American interests.
Fentanyl is the leading cause of death amongst young people in this country aged 18 to 34. And it is the president's utmost responsibility to protect American lives. That's why he implemented the 10% tariff on China.
The Senate Finance Committee has pushed through President Trump's nominee to head the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to a full chamber vote. Chad Pergren reports from Capitol Hill.
Just before the vote started, we got a statement from Bill Cassidy, the Republican senator from Louisiana, who chairs the Senate Health Committee. That's not the committee that has the main jurisdiction over this nomination. This was the Senate Finance Committee, which had to vote to get the nomination out and send it to the floor. That vote was a party line vote, 14 to 13. This is what Bill Cassidy said. I've had very intense conversations with Bobby and the White House over the weekend and even this morning. He thanks Vice President J.D. Vance specifically for what he terms his honest counsel. He says, with the serious commitments I've received from the administration and the opportunity to make progress on the issues we agree on, like healthy foods and a pro-American agenda, I will vote yes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to meet with President Trump at the White House later today. Alexandria Hoff has a preview from the White House.
According to a senior administration official, the focus today is going to be the ceasefire deal. The president wants to see all hostages come home and for Hamas to be in a position where they are not able to govern again. According to the prime minister, he says, quote, the fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship. In this meeting, we'll discuss important issues, critical issues facing Israel and our region. Now, this meeting comes as negotiations open this week for the second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The next chapter is expected to include the return of all hostages in exchange for a full withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza.
A Texas state representative is pushing legislation that seeks to end DEI. Robert Thornton has more.
Texas State Representative Brian Harrison recently posted on social media that he exposed the state government's promotion and funding of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And not long after this, he says Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order to end it in state agencies. The Texas legislature is in session, and Harrison has a plan to attack DEI. He made the comments on AFR's Jenna Ellis in the morning.
And so I'm going to file a bill in just a few hours that says to any of our public universities in the state of Texas, if you continue promoting DEI or liberal gender ideology, we are going to completely zero your budget from the taxpayers. If you want to promote liberalism, you do that with your own money, not on the backs of the overtaxed Texans who I'm proud to serve.
He also talked about why it took so long for an executive order like this to be issued since Abbott has been in office since 2015.
I think there was a lot of confusion when we did pass purportedly a ban on it in college 2 years ago, and I think a lot of people thought, maybe in good faith, that ban had stopped it, but for anybody who's been paying any attention, they know that's just demonstrably false.
He went on to say that DEI and liberal indoctrination is affecting several state colleges and universities and K-12 schools. He said hard-earned tax dollars are being spent on this, and he's had it and wants to stop taxpayer abuse. I'm Robert Thornton.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.